Okay, so we know what that spectrum blocks A, B, and C that they brought in these record bids, these $19 billion that Art and I were just talking about. But what about the block D, the spectrum set aside to build a nationwide network for public safety operators, police, fire department, 911 operators? You would think someone somewhere would lay down big bucks. Well, it didn't happen. Block D only attracted one bid for $472 million. But since the FCC set the reserve price for the spectrum at $1.3 billion, it looks like they might actually re-auction the spectrum later on this year, and that means building the network could be years off. Now, if that idea of building this network for our safety makes you really mad, you're not alone. You join members of Congress, consumer groups, and leaders of the 9/11 Commission who say the continued lack of interoperable communications that allow first responders in different parts of the country to communicate with each other, indicates a lack of urgency and concern about what happens if disaster strikes. I want to bring in Glenn Bischoff, excuse me. He's the editor of Mobile Radio Technology Magazine. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So this seems like a pretty big contract, a public-private partnership to run the network for all of the country's first responders. Why was there only this $472 million bid?
Well, there are probably a couple of reasons. This is an unprecedented partnership between the commercial community and the public safety community. It's never been done before. It's uncharted waters. And there's always going to be a little, I think, hesitancy wariness about leaping off the pier in something that's never been done before. I think that's part of it. The other part of it is the network that we're talking about that it will use this D block spectrum. There's 10 megahertz of D block spectrum that's going to be paired with 10 megahertz of spectrum that has already been allocated to public safety in the 700 megahertz band. That's going to create a 20 megahertz wide pipe for a broadband wireless network that will be primarily a data network in the beginning and then ultimately in time will also carry voice traffic. That network has to be built to public safety specifications because it has to work first time, every time. When we're running out of a burning building and the first responders are running in, they have to know that their devices are going to work. So the network is going to have to be built to specifications that the commercial operators aren't used to, and it's going to cost more money than they're typically used to. So when they take a look at that $1.3 billion reserve price, it probably gave them a little bit of pause, and I think that's why the first bid came in under. I think that was a signal that there is interest in doing this, but maybe not at $1.3 billion for a spectrum. Now, if the FCC were to re-auction the spectrum with either no reserve price or a considerably lower reserve price, now all of a sudden it makes a little bit more sense for the commercial operator because they're getting the spectrum at a better price and that gives them a little bit more latitude to pour more money into the infrastructure build-out.
That it's complicated, and then there are just simple business matters that people have for consideration.
I think so, and I think those are eventually going to get cleared up because I think the FCC is very committed to this. I was at a conference a month ago where Derek Porch, the FCC's bureau chief for the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau, spoke, and he reiterated that the commission is very, very committed to this concept of a nationwide broadband network for first responders. There's a second sticking point that I want to address real quick. And that was the FCC had set, as we understand it from our sources, a 10% penalty for any commercial operator negotiating with the public safety side of the equation if they were to negotiate in bad faith or at least negotiate not in good faith.
What does that mean?
What this basically means is that to actually get the spectrum, it's not a matter of just having the highest bid. The commercial operator then has to negotiate with the public safety entities on what this network's going to look like.
Oh, so they're going to do what they say they're going to do with the spectrum if they get it.
Right, exactly. And the FCC will hold them to whatever they agree to. So if they cannot come to an agreement with public safety, then the spectrum just reverts back to the FCC and the process starts over in some fashion. But if the FCC determined, for whatever reason, that the commercial operator did not negotiate in good faith, there was going to be a 10% penalty on whatever the reserve price was. So at $1.3 billion, you're talking about a penalty, that they'd be writing a check to the U.S. government for $130 million. And that probably also might have scared some bidders away, especially any startup entities that, are not maybe as well capitalized, as the big commercial carriers such as a Verizon Wireless or an AT&T Mobility.
So now that Spectrum D is not been sold and it's not on the auction block currently, does this mean we are continuing to live in a world with the same sort of communications capabilities or lack of capabilities that we've had since 2001 and 2005?
I want to kind of clear it up a little bit.
Please.
We don't have a complete lack of interoperable communications in this country. You know, the public safety networks are kind of built out in a patchwork quilt way where, you know, one agency might be on a 700 megahertz system, another agency might be on a UHF system, a VH system, et cetera. It's only in the very major events that these various entities have to talk to each other, and there are ways of doing it. There are devices that are capable of patching together radios that are operating on different frequencies. There are what are called mutual aid channels and interoperability channels. These are channels that have been designated within a region or even on a statewide or nationwide level, that when an event occurs, public safety knows that these channels exist, and then they just all move to those channels to be able to
Gotcha.
talk to each other. Now, the problem with these systems, in the case of the patching systems, it does take some time to set them up. And of course, when there's an event happening, you want to be, you know, up and running with your communications as fast as possible. When it comes to the mutual aid and interoperability
Yeah.
channels, you know, in a crisis situation,
It would be good to
everything
have Spectrum D because it would just make it a whole lot easier, is the
just
bottom
makes it a
line.
lot, it'll just make it a lot easier. Everybody who subscribes to this network they'll all be on the 700 megahertz frequencies, and they'll all immediately be able to talk to each other.
All right, fingers crossed for that. Glenn Biscoff is the editor of the Mobile Radio Technology Magazine. Thanks, Glenn. Hey, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Thanks for being with us. I'm Alex Stewart.